The 10 o'clock hour of Willie and Tausch begins now. And it begins with, well, Jesse, you're on the hot seat every day, right? Like, this is, you're used to that. But Rob Domofsky's putting people on the hot seat now. Is that right?
Yeah, we didn't get to this because we kind of got to a quick rendition of the ESPN NFL Nation power rankings on Tuesday during...
Not to be confused with the long rendition of what Bill Barnwell wrote.
Right, yes. Also, Tausch was definitely in the hot seat when he was sitting next to me at the Whoa Nelly segment yesterday.
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious.
Glad everyone enjoyed it.
Thanks to possible Wilde and Tausch inaugural class Hall of Famer... our Canadian correspondent, because when I think of snapping video and getting it turned around quickly, I feel like that's supposed to be your job, Jesse, but the Clinkster got it done way faster. So again, he's making his case.
Definitely.
He's doing a good job of doing it. But yes, Tausch pushing all the different buttons. If you if you have a chance,
also,
you will enjoy that.
If the Clinkster wants to make the trip in and produce next Wednesday's show, feel free. So the other part of the ESPN NFL Nation article for the power rankings for Tuesday was each NFL Nation reporter identified who is on the hot seat entering the 2024 season for each team. Who do you believe Rob Domofsky selected as the Green Bay Packers representative on the hot seat?
Josh Myers.
Anders Carlson.
One of you is correct. And that person is... Jason. Not much of a surprise, but Anders Carlson, Rob Domofsky's pick.
Well, yeah, I don't even know if he's going to be on the team.
Here we go again. You finishing or me finishing your sentences. Yeah, he doesn't even have a chair right now, right? Like, but I do think, and look, they're going to have Justin Tucker's going to be here for the Ravens. He's the greatest kicker of all time.
They're not going to get Justin Tucker, Jason. Come on.
Thank you. I know they're not going to engineer a trade like in Moneyball where the guy comes over from the other clubhouse and starts for the Aves right away. But Justin Tucker is the gold standard now, right? Like Vinatieri.
Luke Musgrave
was.
For Justin Tucker.
Who says no?
Harbaugh comes over and says, who says no?
The Packers do.
No, the Ravens do.
You think the Packers would trade? Okay, I don't want to go. Shouldn't they trade Tucker Kraft for Justin Tucker?
No, I think they like Tucker Kraft. No.
So Tucker for Tucker trade. You think the Packers would make that
trade?
All right, you think the Packers would make that trade?
I do.
I know this is the kind of silly stuff that sometimes we do on this show, but Luke Musgrave for Justin Tucker and they're making that deal?
I think they would, yeah. I think they like Tucker Kraft enough. They got four wides. Is Luke Musgrave ever going to be a good blocker? I don't know the answer to that. I think he is somebody that they love vertical stretch. He's a really good athlete. You know, they constantly are telling me how fast he's running at practice. He's 20 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. All those things are great, but you're not going to get Justin Tucker for nothing. And the Ravens aren't making that trade. I'm telling you right now, they're not. I think the Packers, if that was something that was on the table, yes, I think the Packers would make that trade.
Justin Tucker for his NFL career
is
has
really
made
good.
90.2% of his kicks. However, the last 2 years, he's been only at 86%.
All right, Keyshawn Nixon for Justin Tucker.
Sure, I'll make that trade.
Nah, I want Keyshawn.
Jair Alexander for Justin Tucker.
No, come on. Come on, man.
Last year of his deal, or last year guaranteed money. He's going to want a new contract.
No.
I'm not making that trade. I believe in Jair Alexander.
You do.
But no I'm doubt. Telling you, I think it's when you do these trades, I want to at least have to think about what you're doing. Why would you do it? Because Justin Tucker's a great kicker, and if you think you're a championship team, you want to have a championship kicker. You do. You have to give something up. They're not going to give them to you for nothing. So there are certain guys you don't touch. Obviously, Jordan. You know, obviously, I think Elgton Jenkins, Zach Tom. No. If you want to go Josh Myers, if they want to make that trade, I'd take that trade.
Christian
and
Watson?
And then you figure out you move Elgton. Who?
Christian Watson for Justin Tucker?
I'm not giving up Christian Watson yet.
Can I interrupt momentarily to ask, what are we doing right now?
Having fun.
You brought it up. I didn't.
Well, no, you kind of did because you told me that they weren't getting Justin Tucker, which I didn't necessarily say they were. I just said he was going to be here.
I don't, Jason, you're going to think I'm crazy. I only think there's probably 15 to 20 guys that I wouldn't trade on this roster for Justin Tucker. That's how good I think he is.
Wow. As is often the case with you, I want to say this is, oh my God, it's incredible how often this happens. Where my first inclination is, oh my God, this is such a stupid discussion. But okay. You're right in that, as is often then the case.
Attaboy, Joshy. Attaboy.
You're right in the case that if it's the difference between making the NFC Championship game and not, which is what the Packers were at last year against all odds, you know, go up a touchdown instead of only being up 4 points.
Jason,
and being able
we're
to
talking
lose.
About. I know Adam Vinatieri is a great kicker, made a bunch of clutch kicks.
Yeah,
Justin Tucker's the greatest kicker in the history of the NFL as we sit here today, and he's still a great kicker. He's not washed. So this isn't normally I'd say you're crazy. You just find a kicker. Well, how's that working?
Right.
Anders Carlson is going to be the kicker for the Green Bay Packers this year.
I agree.
But if this is something, and again, just because Baltimore's here, Justin Tucker is so special, man. You don't get that he is special on special. That's the only reason that's an interesting topic to me.
No, you're right. That's what it's incredible to me that this seemingly on its surface ridiculous conversation is actually really good. And that is, how much do you value kickers that you would be willing to give up a player that is part of your rotation? A guy that is important enough that they didn't play him in Denver, right? That's what we're talking about here, is someone who's that vital to what you do that you didn't want to risk him, but you'd be willing to give him up to get a kicker who has made 90% of his field goal attempts.
Yeah, Jason, if you're not a preferred stud starter on a contract that is not going to be out, you're not trading him for Justin Tucker. But if there's any variables, you think long and hard about it. That's all. That was my point that I'm trying to make. That's how good I think Justin Tucker is.
Yep, there's no denying that it's a good point. All right. I want to get ready for Packers-Ravens practice. The Ravens are making their way down there on kids' bikes. Our Dream Drive adjacent correspondent, Rob Domofsky, was out there taking some video. I saw a few different players making their way down to practice. So we will see where they are at once that commences in a little while. I want to remind you, hey, if one of them it has a little bit of an incident on their way down to practice and they need legal representation, they should make the one call. That's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. That's Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. David and his team for over 35 years have been helping people that have been seriously injured in accidents. Find out more about their history, about all the great lawyers at the firm, and about all their involvement in community causes at gruber-law.com. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. What I want.
Time. now. Boy, when's the last time we played this, Jesse? It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Time now to play some Where's Wildy?
Since he often saves his best material for other shows.
If there's something difficult we need to talk about, let's have the conversation.
We're bringing the other shows to us.
I would be very leery if I was a Packers fan.
Or are we?
Cash takes a lot of days, man.
It's time to play Where's Wildy?
Finding out where Jason shared his best commentary of the week as a guest on our other ESPN Wisconsin shows. Here is Where's Wildy clip number one.
We, and that includes me for these very many years of covering this team, we haven't seen many bad coaches. I mean, even Ray Rhodes, I would argue, I mean, he had success in Philadelphia. He obviously chose to take a treat them like men and trust them approach to that team, and that was a mistake. So he misidentified the team he was coaching, but I don't think he was a terrible coach.
Where's Wildy?
Reflecting fondly on the Packers coaches. Tausch, where was he?
Homer hour.
Tausch. He's correct, and that conversation eventually turned to throwing all kinds of bouquets toward old T. So hopefully he wasn't listening, because I said a lot of nice things about him.
I wasn't. You don't have to worry. I was not listening. I don't know how you could say. Listen, Ray Rhodes, his coaching tenure in Green Bay was not good.
It was one year, though.
I understand, but...
And if they were still in position to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but they didn't. And you had a team that was really probably needing a reboot at that point. And Ron Wolf knew that he made a mistake, and he fired him right away. And we love Ron Wolf. So you can't really say that he was a great coach or, you know, a really good coach.
I didn't say he wasn't a good coach. I said he wasn't a terrible coach. And... His first 2 years in Philadelphia, they went to the playoffs both years. They won a playoff game. Like, he is probably, as I go on to explain in that conversation, he's probably one of those coaches that he advanced one level higher than he would be at optimally, right? Like, he was a really good defensive coordinator. His track record as a defensive coordinator is pretty darn good. The 1 year in Green Bay, they went 8-8. They almost made the playoffs, but he did. He had, you know, the 98 team gets Dorsey Levens back down the stretch. They are in a position where they were the team nobody wanted to play going into that 98 playoffs after back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. And they get beat on the TO catch in San Francisco. Now, if they don't get beat on that, I'm curious to see how far they go, but it was Holmgren's last year. Reggie White retired. They had a bunch of free agents who left. Adam Timmerman, several others. Then in 99, they had the Chewy situation. They had Antonio Freeman getting into a car accident in a parking lot with some malfeasance. Like, they had a bunch of guys that you probably shouldn't have given them as much rope as they got. And that's how they got themselves into trouble. And so they had more talent than that 8-8 team. And that was my point, is that he misidentified the type of team he had. Does that make him a bad coach for that year? Yes. Does that make him definitively a bad NFL head coach? I'm not willing to say that.
All right, if you get fired after 1 year, and then did he ever get rehired as a head coach?
No, he'd had two bites at the head coaching apple, and that was it.
Okay.
Now, I didn't say he was a good or a great coach.
So what did you say? So what are you saying?
That whole conversation.
We should change this thing to, what is Wildy saying? Not where's Wildy.
No.
That
might
be better.
Easy now. We can go back to all the rest of that segment.
Why is Wildy?
Yeah. So the question that prompted this was, Homer asked a very simple question. Is Matt LaFleur a good coach? And at the time of my segment...
Winningest coach in the history of 3 years, right?
At the time of my segment, only 80% of respondents had said yes.
20% of respondents had said no. And I found that to be preposterous. Well, you can, I don't think he's playoffs. A great, you have no reason to say he's a great coach, but a good coach? Are you, and my point was, is that for Mike Sherman, was he a great coach? You played for him. He was a good coach.
Yep, good coach.
But
for sure.
Matt, the idea that Matt LaFleur isn't a good coach, come on. Like, what is our standard? And do we not understand how many bad coaches, how many teams have had legitimately bad coaches? The example I gave was Josh McDaniels.
Last year put the stamp on that as him being all of the other success that he had. It was Rodgers adjacent.
Yep.
Last year was Matt LaFleur was in the centerpiece of the entire operation.
Totally agree.
To him. And now got to see it again. And then we got to see it again. And then we need to see more playoff success, which is hopefully what's going to happen.
Next.
Next up, here is clip number 2 from Where's Willie? This one was a little surprising to me because it's not what I think I normally hear Jason say.
The Green Bay Packers of 2021 had their quarterback win the NFL MVP for the 4th time in his career. They were the number 1 seed and had the best record in the NFC and had a bye and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Forget that they squandered it. And they started their season with a 38-3 loss. So I am of the belief that preseason not only doesn't matter, but isn't worth the risk.
Where's Wildy?
Preseason doesn't matter. You're a big preseason guy. You don't say preseason doesn't matter.
Within the context of players, the starters being risked to play them in preseason, I have been very consistent in that. Preseason, I love the preseason for all the guys that are trying to make the team and keep the dream alive. There's an important distinction there.
You're a big distinction guy today.
I'm huge on the distinction.
Jim, Matt, Molly.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison. Jason, do you remember where you said that?
I don't think it was Jim, Matt, and Molly because they rescheduled me to today. So I feel fairly confident that that wasn't on there.
How the hell am I supposed to know that?
Listen to the show.
I don't. Jen gave it Chewy.
Weekday morning, 7
to 9. One of you was right.
On 94.5 ESPN. Yeah, one of you was right.
Yeah, Jason's been super inconsistent on his preseason.
Get out of here. No, I
kind of goes with wherever the wind is blowing. I love it. I think it's the greatest time of the year. Blah, 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 blah.
It's the bottom line is wonderful.
The Green Bay Packers had a fundamental change when Jordy blew his knee out. They have not really skewed too far off that. Matt LaFleur has had a really difficult time balancing the I'm not getting guys injured. I'm going to have them ready to go for our opener in comparison to we got throttled a couple times in openers because we weren't ready. And then last year with a young team that you had to because you don't even know who's – you didn't know what you had. You had to play, and then you played well in the opener, and he's really having a hard time balancing those two things. And I think he likes that consistency, but he is not interested – in Jordan Love getting his arm strip sacked like he's a Stracker last week out in Denver that led to a pick, and he's not interested in it. He's pissed about that happening to him. So now you look at it, you say, all right, let's make sure that we're doing this. Let's have these joint practices, and let's get to Brazil. That's where I think his head's at.
Tausch is 100% right, as is often but not always the case. But look, he's totally torn because – there's no way that you can argue that 3 snaps, a 7-yard Josh Jacobs run, a completion to Josh Jacobs for -2, and a 65-yard touchdown pass to Dontavion Wicks against the Cleveland Browns backups on defense is sufficient to give you momentum going into Brazil like you believed you created momentum by playing your starters in all 3 games last year. I'm sorry, there's no way you can say that. So if you are trying to replicate what you did last year by getting these guys preseason game work so they can, in your opinion, hit the ground running in the opener like they did against the Bears. But you're also trying to protect them. There is no winning this. There is no half measure here.
Well, the only winning is by playing, staying healthy, and then winning your opener by a throttling. That's your winning.
Right.
Stokes for Justin Tucker.
You're still on this.
Jesse?
Yes.
I'd trade Stokes for Justin Tucker.
Yep. Carrington Valentine can start.
Where is that line? Enigbare for Justin Tucker.
Easy.
Jason?
Not as easy for me. I think he's, now that he has his partially torn ACL situation resolved, I kind of like
the one I'd be really nervous about, the Ravens, if they love Edgerrin Cooper, I'm not trading any of my rookies for Justin Tucker. None. Well, none of my starting rookies. Or guys.
Travis Glover, you can have.
Like, if they want Pratt, all right, Pratt, we're good. Jalen King?
But you're trading a former first-round pick.
Keyshawn Nixon for Justin Tucker seems like a win-win. It does.
That's where the line of demarcation is. That means
I think
you
from a starter standpoint,
will not be a factor. All right, Jesse, I assume that we don't have any more time for any more of these examples.
You're two for two. Quit while you're ahead. We'll call it there.
Okay, that's what we'll do. That's it for Where's Wildy. I can tell you this, when Wildy is driving up and down I-43 and he stops, which happens much more frequently than when old T is driving, you can find Wildy at a Quick Trip.
And in the summer, there's nothing like a stop at Quick Trip while I'm on the road getting an ice cold, refreshing drink. And you know what? Going to get hot out again. I know we've had a little fall weather. It's coming. A lot of heat, humidity, and an ice cold Coke this summer. Boy, doesn't that just sound awesome? And you know what's even more awesome? Playing the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab Game Daily. You do it this summer in your Quick Rewards app. You can enter into the weekly winner drawing where Quick Trip is giving away a total of $500K. 10 weekly winners get $25,000. You know, I love it. I'm putting gas in and on a little screen there where it's going. They always show the winner a little check. It's always fun. And I can't wait to see the final week winner. They get $250,000. 500 grand given away just for playing the Coca-Cola Summer Crash Cash Grab Pull Tab game on the Quick Rewards app. You can earn extra chances to win by using your Quick Rewards every time you purchase Coke, Monster Energy, Powerade, Body Armor, Smart Water, or Core Power Elite products. Download the Quick Rewards app today. See quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more details.
Packers practice getting underway at Rainichke Field. More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Trivia coming up shortly as Packers practice is underway. Both teams stretching on their own on each side of the Hudson Center. But Jesse, you had a little interesting piece from Dan Graziano that I can't participate because I actually read it too. But I was intrigued by this. It was ranking the quality of each of the NFL's eight divisions.
Normally we do power rankings and it's just teams, but yes, this is the collective of the divisions. And with the Baltimore Ravens in town, I thought it was an appropriate thing to bring up as we get ready for joint practice time here in just a little bit. So, Tausch, how would you rank the eight divisions? Strongest being number one, weakest being number eight.
Certainly, I would love to.
What's
so, I mean,
that?
obviously, I think the NFC North is going to be one of the top ones. I know everybody's kind of raving about the AFC North.
Mm-hmm. Unkind.
And I think that's where I would probably start. That's where I would go number one. And you're talking about competitive balance of the division, or are you talking about best teams?
A combination of both, and you should take a bow. Because
and that's
right
why I'm going
one.
That route, because I do believe that from top to bottom, that is the deepest division. I think Pittsburgh is a fourth-place team in that division. But I think the Ravens are going to be really good. I think if Joe Burrow stays healthy, I think the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be, and I think the Cleveland Browns are going to be a good football team. And I don't necessarily have another division that I think will have three playoff teams. I think that group will. I think the AFC East is going to be kind of very, very similar to the NFC North in the fact that I think Buffalo and Miami are going to be good. I think Detroit and Green Bay are going to be good. But I think the Bears will be a little bit better than the other two teams in that division with the Jets, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going AFC North, and then I'm going NFC North as two. And then I'll let Jason weigh in as we continue to go down the list here.
All right. So I'll give you Dan Graziano's list, and then let me know
if you have any objections.
You, Jason did share number one is the AFC North, featuring the Baltimore Ravens participating in joint practice today with the Packers. Number two, according to Dan Graziano, the NFC West.
Okay.
49ers, Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals. Second strongest division.
Boy, I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems high.
I understand where they're coming, because I believe they think that San Fran, Seattle, and the Rams are all going to be playoff teams, is my guess. Seattle be knocking on the door like they were. I don't see it that way. I think Seattle's going to take a drop off. I think San Fran is going to be a struggle. So I understand it. I think San Fran, the strength of what is perceived to be San Francisco, even though two of their players are not even in camp because of contractual disputes.
Indeed.
That's where I think I lean towards not putting them there. But I can understand where that's coming from.
I don't understand this because I see the 49ers as being a top team. And I see the Rams as being a playoff team. I don't know what the Seahawks are with a new head coach. And I know the Arizona Cardinals have given me very little reason to think they are on the upswing. I know the NFC North has question marks about how good the Bears might be, but they have the number one overall pick and a lot of buzz. And the Vikings just lost their first-round pick at quarterback. They have some issues in the Twin Cities. I think they're going to be in kind of a tank mode this year. So I am really surprised that the NFC North was not higher up.
The NFC North is number three on the list behind the NFC West. And to round the rest out, the AFC South checks in at number four. So Dan Grazzi doesn't even have the AFC East, which Tausch said could be number two. He doesn't even have them in the top half of the division rankings.
AFC. Yeah, I think that's a misstep by him, especially for everybody thinking that the Jets are going to be so good. Yeah, we'll see.
AFC East is number five, NFC East six, AFC West with the two-time defending champion Kansas City Chiefs at seven. And the worst division in the NFL, according to Dan Graziano, the NFC South. And those be the rankings.
Yeah, I could see the NFC South's going to be pretty bad. I think the AFC South, everybody's on Houston. I think people think Indy's going to bounce back a little bit. And then, you know, Jacksonville, whatever the case may be, Tennessee stinks. The beauty of this is we're going to look back at this in, you know, Lord knows how many months, and think, boy, were we wrong about that. And I think if any division you're going to be wrong about, I do think it'll be the AFC East. I think the NFC North, unless something crazy happens, it's going to be Detroit and Green Bay. I think the AFC West, it's going to be LA and San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the AFC East, it could be one of those where Buffalo drops off because they gutted their defense and one of their guys is injured. The one nobody's really talking about that I think is kind of intriguing too, because Dallas didn't do anything this season, off season.
Yeah.
And you know, CD's not there. Dak's on his last year. Mike's on his last year. Philadelphia, they think they got better. There's just so much intrigue. That's why we love the NFL, man, because there is all this intrigue. And there's 20-some-odd teams that probably believe they can win a championship, delusional or not. And it's just get in the playoffs and let's see. And obviously, we think very highly of a team here in Green Bay, the team that's in here today, Baltimore. They think very highly of their team. That's what's great about it. You got a lot of fan bases thinking, yeah, we can pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
Only one's going to be right.
All right. Tausch is going to tell us about Kohler Services in a second, but as I make my way down to the practice field area, we need to play trivia. Jesse, what do you got for a category today, and what unkind number would you like to put on it?
With the Ravens in town, fear the Ravens nevermore is today's trivia category. I don't know if that's actually quoting the poem.
I don't think so. I think it's quote. I think you quoth the Ravens.
Quoth the Ravens. Quoth, sure. All right. Quoth the Ravens nevermore is our trivia category. Let's do caller 10 to play today. Questions about the Baltimore Ravens franchise.
Edgar Allen Nelson wants caller 10, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 10 to play trivia. Tausch, tell us about Kohler Services.
Indeed, now is the time to beat the heat with a refreshing new shower or bath from Kohler Services, family owned. For 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life, and this month only, you get zero interest financing for 12 months and a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, it's KohlerServicesWI.com.
Trivia is next. Packers Ravens practice underway. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Back with you, and look what I can do. I can still keep Jason because we have a still photo on the thing, and you can't even tell that he's not here right now. Jason on his way down to the practice area where he will inform us on everything going on in Green Bay with Baltimore Ravens in town for a joint practice today. The last one open to the public of the training camp portion of the schedule. Can't wait to hear what's going on at practice. Also can't wait to find out how our contestant does in Wilde and Tausch trivia. Tausch, and you were one day off.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, you made the prediction that Jeff in Monroe would be the trivia contestant. Was there even a reason why you picked that, or you just went
yes,
with your
gut? Yes, I have a reason, and Jeff probably knows why, and I hope I don't butcher his future. How does that even work? His daughter's boyfriend's husband.
Let's bring him in
how
and
does
ask
that work,
him.
Jeff?
It's Jeff in Monroe,
Jeff
today's
Monroe,
contestant.
Jeff in Monroe, how are we? How does that work, Jeff?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Tausch.
How are you?
Fantastic. So it's my son's fiance's dad?
Yes.
Son's fiance's dad. So
and I believe his name is Craig, if my memory serves me.
Scott?
Ah! Scotty! Scotty! Yeah, Scotty. So,
okay,
I ran into Scott. Yep, okay. I ran into Scott, and I don't remember where I ran into him, but he gave me the backstory. He said he likes you a lot. He's excited about the whole thing and that he does believe that Jason will actually make it down for the wedding. So, great little story. So, you would lie even if you didn't like Scott, but you like Scott, right?
Oh, yeah. Good guy.
Okay.
Your daughter's pretty. She's a good gal, too.
It's always a win if that's how it goes. This might be out of pocket here.
Oh, no.
I'm nervous about asking this question.
What, do you want to go to the wedding?
No. What is the... How does this work? Because I've seen the movie Father of the Bride with Steve Martin. I have a daughter. How does it work when this proposal and this love story comes to fruition and then the bill comes due and you have a monster wedding? How does that work? Is it still the father of the bride covers it, or can you explain? Is Scott writing the check? How does this all work out?
Well,
I'm just kidding, Jeff. Jeff, I don't expect you to answer that question.
Whoa,
I am
I didn't really want to get into it.
I don't blame you. That was inappropriate.
Really? Yeah.
That was an inappropriate question by OC. But Jeff's
been around. Number and what's your
no? It's the whole thing is fascinating to me. I'm curious, just like I am about this question.
Here, if I may, before you, so just so you have an answer on this, I am comfortable sharing that for our wedding a couple of years ago that you attended and Jason did not. We didn't split things where it was like one side specifically paid for this and one side specifically paid for that. We both of our families were very generous and helped support the wedding financially.
Okay.
But they just kind of
Everybody's happy.
They just kind of put some money in the account and say, here's what it goes toward, that we kind of took care of everything. So
We could have used Jason to kind of help fend some of that off. So
I was trying to get you and Jesse invited, but haven't been able to do it just yet.
Well, Jason might need it. Well,
tough. Although
Jason's going to bring the kids.
Had I gotten Scott's name right from the jump, I think I'd have had a good shot. But since I called it Craig, and then I asked you who's covering all the bills, I'm guessing I won't be, but I will be thinking, and I'll be rooting for the marriage. I'll be rooting for both of you guys. And I'm rooting for Packers to beat up on the Ravens, which is where this trivia question starts from. With 38,245 yards and 212 tutters thrown, who holds the majority of career passing records in the history of the Baltimore Ravens? Is it? Oh, this is good, Jesse. This is good. Is it Joe Flacco, Trent Dilfer, or Edgar Allen Throw?
That is good. I'm going to say Joe Flacco.
Elite.
That was pretty good, Jesse.
Thank you, Tosh. I knew you'd appreciate it. Question number two, Jeff and Monroe. Which team did the Baltimore Ravens defeat to win Super Bowl 35 at the conclusion of the 2000-2001 NFL season? Was that the San Francisco 49ers, the New York Giants, or the Philadelphia Eagles?
Ooh, that's a long time. I'm going to say the Eagles.
5 years ago.
The Eagles. Not quite. Right division, wrong team. The New York Giants fell.
You know the only reason. Do you remember that NFC Championship game where the Giants beat the Minnesota Vikings? And I think the Vikings, I don't remember if they beat us. I don't think so. But 41-0. And Minnesota, I was up by my brother, who lives in Minnesota, and the TV and the commentary on how brutal it is to be a Vikings fan, it actually made me really happy, which it shouldn't. All right, last one, Jeff. The Green Bay Packers and Baltimore Ravens have played in the regular season 7 times in NFL history. What is the Packers' all-time record against the Ravens? Hard question. 5-2? 4-3, 2-5.
I'm going to go C again, 2-5.
Should have flipped it.
5-3. Or 5-2.
Five and two.
Packers pretty good against the Ravens all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Indeed.
And the two losses were, what, 48-3 on that Monday night game that Jason
that
always reminds you of?
Yeah,
and then they got shut out at Lambeau in one of the bad years in like 17 or 18. Other than that,
I remember that 48-point loss pretty well. I think it was 52-3 or something. It was a bad, bad day. It was a Monday night. I don't remember the quarterback. It was a guy from Cal, and when he beat
Kyle
us that
Bowler
badly, Aaron
was that Bowler?
Bowlers,
yeah,
Kyle Bowlers. That's the name. All right, Jeff. So you get two entries, one correct answer, but you have a beautiful wedding that we are. Maybe going to get invited to you and Scott. You guys hash it out. If we get invited, Jesse and I will show up if we get invited. How's that?
Oh, that'd be great. Actually, some celebrities there. I mean, can't
Jeff,
beat that, could
we
you?
Appreciate you.
And Tom.
Jeff, I think you need to be. Do you think Jason's got Jeff in his Hall of Fame? You're in the crosshairs for sure. I think Jeff is going to be in the mix.
He's in the running.
I appreciate that.
If the whole show got invited to the wedding, I think it's for sure.
No, we're not going to go to. We're not going to get invited to the wedding, and that is more than okay. Jeff, have a great weekend, bud.
He's gone. He's gone. Tausch, you want to tell us about Prize Picks before we get out to Jason?
I sure can. Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million active members. Prize Picks, the easiest, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do, pick more or less, 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends. Become part of the Prize Picks community today. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. Sign up today, get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. And you got preseason football. That's started up. That's going. That's finishing up. But you also got the 2024 season stats on Prize Picks. Patrick Mahomes, you're going to throw more or less than 4,300 yards. Jordan Love. You got Joey Burrow. Got them all. Enter the season picks before week one kicks off. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run your game. Jason's down at practice. I'm super intrigued. There is a lot going on. And to get down there, we're going to be able to hear what's going on. We're going to be able to see, or Jason will be able to tell us how that offense is doing against that Ravens defense. But really, how is that defense doing against that Ravens offense? That's what I'm intrigued about. We'll get to that in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.